Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, back to work. Everybody back to work. No, a lot of people aren't back to work till after January 5th. But, no, we're back to work. We're hard at work here at GCN Studios. I hope everybody had an awesome Christmas and is having a fabulous New Year. Santa was really good to me. Santa's good to me. I got, for Christmas and Hanukkah, okay? Yeah, I try to celebrate both because then I get, you know, all the presents. It's like the big iPhone. It says OtterBox on it. It's the big supersized iPhone. Is that what they call it? The iPhone 66. I'm not sure what it is, but it is nice. The problem is it's kind of like cumbersome and bulky. You know, like I can actually do my show. You know how I have like tons of computers surrounding me in the studio and they all seem to die? I could actually probably do my show off of this, which means now I have no excuse to, you know, have to fake it during some shows. I've gotten caught faking it on air. And I've gotten caught faking it with my husband, but that's a whole other subject. I was in a hurry, prepping one day, and there was a story on men's orifices and having a lot of bacteria, and how a men's orifice was dirtier than a female's orifice. And then I come to find out the next day when I was prepping for the next day's show that word wasn't orifice, it was office. So I had done a whole 20-minute segment on why men's orifices were dirtier than women, and it was actually office. Now, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, I just turned around the next day and said, we have a new news story. The new news story is now the office. And so we talked about offices being dirtier for a man than a woman. I don't understand that. I would think a woman's office area would be dirtier because of our makeup and our, you know, mascara and the eye excrement and the boogies. See, men don't care if they have boogies or food in their teeth. We women do. I'm always picking my teeth and picking my nose and making sure I'm all plucked and cleaned, etc. And so that stuff's on my hands, whereas the men are like, I don't care about this. So they don't touch their eyes and their nose and the mouth. So I would say men would be help. But anyway, so that's when I got caught messing up that one. There was never a news story about men's orifices. I don't know how. I got reading glasses after that. So anyway, Santa was really good to me, and I don't know if I was a real good girl this year. I mean, I think I was just as obnoxious as I was. I wasn't as religious as I usually am. I really let that go. I didn't do as much of my prayers and temple attendance, or even charity work. I did a lot of charity work, a lot. But, you know, compared to other years, no, I really need to step it up. So I think I'm very, very blessed for what I got this Christmas. And thank God everybody's still healthy and alive and, you know, but it makes you kind of reflect, what should we do to be better next year? I know everyone's thinking about New Year's resolutions. I hate thinking about New Year's resolutions. Well, you think about New Year's resolutions, New Year's night, you know, New Year's Eve happens and everybody's drunk and you're like, guys, let's make our resolutions. And someone's like, oh, come on, that's boring. I resolute that I'm going to have more sex this year. Yay! And everybody get up. So people do. And I don't know. Then they do shots or whatever. But come January 1, we're hit with the grim reality of we need to step it up and we need to get our poop together that next year. And that includes diet. It includes health. It includes spending more time with our family and our loved ones. It includes doing a better job at work. That would also include me performing a better radio show. I mean, I am going to be depressed as hell. So as we're facing the grim reality of what we're supposed to do, what I would say is if you want to feel less guilty January 1, start being good now. Do some good things now. You know, they were talking about in the news today how if you donate to a charity in the next, I mean, for those of us that are really worried about, you know, tax season coming up, donate like now in the next few days. That's okay. So that'll make you feel good. Maybe start watching your way now. New Year's Eve. Yeah, we're going to probably eat and drink like crap, but then maybe have a salad. Eat a salad. You could do that. We're just talking a salad. Okay. I'm not saying donate a kidney. I'm saying eat a salad. All right. Maybe do this. Call your family and your in-laws today. Because nobody wants to do that on New Year's Day. They're already depressed. So why don't you call them, wish them a wonderful New Year's Day. Everything you think you need to say to them, do that. This way you're less, because I'm worried about New Year's Day depression. We're closed. My office is closed New Year's Day. We're open New Year's Eve and the day after New Year's Day, but New Year's Day, a lot of depression. The Christmas lights start to go down. The Christmas trees get thrown into the streetway for sanitation to pick up, and it gets really, really depressed. So that's what I want to help you with. Now, okay, so what are we going to talk about today in the news? Well, apparently there's a woman who unfortunately died after she apparently had, I apologize, now with all my Apple stuff, I can't, okay. She died after a crack cocaine and pipe were removed from her vagina. So we're going to talk about would her life have been saved if they left the crack cocaine and pipe in the vagina. We're also going to talk about how hypothermia and frostbite set in as we're going to be hanging out New Year's Eve outside, getting all stupid and wasted and drunk and giggly and wearing super hot miniskirt dresses like we like to wear on New Year's Eve. What actually hypothermia is, frostbite, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how fast food consumption has been tied to poor academic performance. So if your kids are doing really crappy at school, it's probably because they're eating too much crap. And then, looks like we've had a couple shark attacks. Had a shark attack of a surfer in Central California. I believe there was somebody who died by a shark in Western Australia. Let's talk about shark attacks, because I think that definitely needs a talking about. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. And I know some of you guys just tune in half-assed, but there are some of you that tune in diligently, and I could tell those of you who tune in diligently because you turn your head a little bit to the side to get your ear closer to the radio. So I really, really appreciate that. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all. Facebook for Dr. Dahlia Show, Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, shark attacks. Whew. Okay. Sad. We have a teenager, 17-year-old, who was spearfishing and was killed by a shark at Cheyenne's Beach, it's called, or Shane's Beach. They think it was a 4 to 5 meter long great white. Apparently, authorities believed it had been injured after his friend had fired a spear at it while it attacked his friend. So it may be an injured shark on the loose. I know a lot of you guys were thinking about Jaws. Some of you are like, wait a second, who would be out in the water when it's freezing? Well, remember, Australia, it's like hot over there now while we're all freezing out here. And yes, I could say I'm freezing because in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're supposed to be getting some snow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. See, my husband is breaking news. Ugh, look how manly he is. Yeah, we know. Central California. I know. I know. We're talking about the California story after the Australian story. See, even my husband, look how controlling he is. You see that? Look how controlling he is. He's so manly and burly. If I wasn't on air right now, I would be attacking. Okay, anyway. So, anyway, unfortunately, we have the loss of a teenager who was attacked by a shark. In California, a great white shark looks like attacked a surfer. I'm not sure why people are surfing in California in the winter, but I guess because they can. He's an unidentified man in his 50s. He was in the waters off of Sandspit Beach in Montana de Oro State Park. This happened in the morning. The shark was about 8 to 10 feet long, thank God, because I still can't comprehend meters, but I can understand feet. And I guess it bit him on the right hip, according to supervising state park ranger Robert Colligan. If he was supervising, how'd that happen? The man had, quote-unquote, zero warning, they said, before the shark attacked, according to the surfer's friend. See, that's why I always have a friend. He said it was pretty radical. There was no warning at all. He was gone for a couple seconds and let him go. You could see from his board he got hit pretty hard. The man was a resident of Morro Bay, treated by medics at the scene, and then airlifted by a helicopter to a local hospital for treatment. Luckily, he was able to swim out of the water. He created a tourniquet. Apparently, I think his surfing buddy did. Let me see. Watch out. The man was his longtime surfing buddy. Okay, they made a tourniquet with the cord of the surfing board. Honestly, those surfing boards, you could probably even attach a first aid kit to it. Pretty useful tool, especially if you're out there getting attacked by sharks. Two doctors were walking by. Yeah, see, that's why if you're going to surf near a part of the beach where you know doctors live. Two doctors walking by, rushed to his aid. You see, aren't us doctors cool? We will always rush to someone's aid. That's why I always make sure there's a doctor on the plane, make sure there's a doctor on the boat, make sure there's a doctor in the taxi, all sorts of stuff, okay? There were 12 other surfers in the water, no other injuries reported. All right, so I know with these two stories, people are like, oh my gosh, it's gonna, you know, we're gonna be attacked by sharks, you know, Sharknado, all that other stuff. Well, the United States averages, according to the National Geographic, 16 shark attacks each year, and less than one shark attack fatality every 2 years. All right, they say lightning strikes and kills more than 41 people each year. So shark attacks are still very, very rare. All right, so here are some surprising shark facts compiled by National Geographic News. And this is Dr. Dahlia Show talking about shark attacks. Each year, they say there's about 50 to 70 confirmed shark attacks, 5 to 15 fatalities around the world, less than one every couple years in America, in the U.S. The numbers have risen over the past several decades, not because sharks are more aggressive. It's just humans are surfing more because it's cooler. Over 375 shark species have been identified, but only a dozen are dangerous. Three species are responsible for the most human attacks. It's the great white or the Carcharodon Carcharodon or something like that. Sorry, I can't speak Latin. The tiger shark or the Galeocerdo cuvier and the bull shark, the Carcharhinus lucus sharks. Now, they say sharks kill fewer than 20 people a year. Their own numbers suffer greatly at human hands. So we kill more sharks during fishing activity. So we're supposed to feel more sorry for the sharks. You get that? Okay, so before you go, oh my gosh, they're killing one of us every couple years. Apparently we kill more sharks than we can imagine. Between 20 and 100 million sharks, according to the Florida Museum of Natural History International Shark Attack File. I don't think I've ever killed a shark. I know I've accidentally fished a dogfish shark when I was fishing for halibut or salmon, but I just throw it back because they're tiny and they're kind of cute. The short fin mako, the Isurus okimicus, is often referred to as the world's speediest shark. Ooh, this is going to be good for a pop quiz. It has been clocked at speeds up to 20 miles an hour. That's why, guys, you will never be able to outswim a shark. They said they think it could even swim faster than 20 miles an hour, or for those of you who know the metric system, 32 kilometers an hour. They are fast enough to even catch the fleetest fish, like the fleetest? That's a word, fleetest? as flutist. Oh, maybe like tuna and swordfish. Now, what is the largest shark? It's called the whale shark, called the Rhinocodon typus. And that can grow up to 60 feet and type. It eats plankton. And then the smallest baby little sharky boo is the deep water dogfish shark. There's some in the Caribbean, and they could be little 20 centimeters in length. Little baby. Okay, they are cold-blooded, and they only eat about 2% of their body weight each day, much less than humans. All right, so sharks have to breathe oxygen from water passing through their gills. Okay, they have to swim. They can't just sleep. They even say that sharks don't sleep. Okay, so how do you survive a shark attack? Well, number one, do not try to outswim the shark. You don't want to do that, okay? Not a good idea. They also say don't play dead, okay? According to Adventure, How Stuff Works, don't play dead. Sharks smell blood. They don't care if you're dead or not. Now, a lot of times we're told to go for the nose, to try to hit the nose. I'm nervous about that because I think it's going to make the shark upset. I've been told not to get the nose, attack the eyes. So what I would do if I was being attacked by a shark, I'd be like, ah! And I would be like, oh my gosh! And then I would probably go for the eyes, and I would also probably go for the gills. Okay, because those are the most vulnerable parts of the shark. A lot of us think we need to go for the testicles. I don't think a shark has testicles, okay? So don't start to try to kick, you know, fighting off a human is completely different. Some of us know some real good Krav Maga moves. No, just go for the shark's eyes or gills if you can. If a shark is circling, that's a bad sign. If a shark is zigzagging, they say the shark may be looking for angles. So your job is to try to go up against a reef or something because you want to reduce the number of angles that the shark can get, or you want the shark to kind of hit against the the reef area. They say, let's say you're really out in the middle of the ocean and you're kind of stuck. Don't be kicking. Don't be whatever. Just try to stay quiet and try to still. And like I said, be prepared to hit him in the eyes or whatever. Okay? You know, if there is a shark and you do see the dorsal fin, you're going to be a lot of times expecting there's never that music, ever. So you need to tell everybody, shark! But tell everybody not to worry everybody. Also, a lot of times the dogs will attract sharks. So you have your dog outside in the water, and the dog is attracted to the shark, but the shark won't eat the dog, the shark will eat you. So don't let the dog go in the water. Now, a lot of us ladies have our periods, okay? Blood attracts the shark. And I know some of you like, well, you know, I got the supersized tampon, the ultra-absorbent deodorant tampon. You know, these sharks can detect the most minute amount. So they say if you do have your period, or guys, if you do have something bleeding somewhere, you got to be careful. Okay, also, watch other animals. If you see other animals flee, okay, then you may need to flee too, okay? Make sure you always have a swim buddy. Make sure they know how to do, like, for example, let's say there's two of you there, all right? Sometimes, in numbers is good. And then just try to get the hell out of the water if you can, okay? And try to stay above the water. You will not outswim it, okay? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, I decided to give a real good dissertation on pap smears and what a pap smear is and why we do it. And it's up on YouTube, so look up pap smears and Dr. Dahlia, or it's on my website. Actually, I did post the YouTube on my website, so it discusses, and you see me getting my pap smear. I mean, not the video of it, because, you know, you got to keep it clean. So if you want to learn about pap smears, there's that. I'm sure we could cover a variety of topics. I just haven't, I just don't go to the doctor that much to get the video footage. But you know what? I should do a unit. I mean, there was a colonoscopy picture with me out there. So I'll talk about colonoscopies one day, too. I'm looking at one of my credit cards. I had to put my credit card information in because my billing information expired, and I didn't realize how worn out this credit card is. I mean, this credit card is really fried. I think one of the reasons why we get depressed at the end of the year is we realize how much money we spent. This probably was one of my most costly Christmases, probably because we also added a Christmas party on top of it, and we spent a lot of money. And now I'm kind of freaked out because the bills are due. We got to pay house payment tomorrow. That's pretty scary stuff. But, you know, something positive is it looks like the younger generation, you know how we talked about now's a good time to donate before the end of the year for tax season? I was listening to local Fox 5 talk about that today. And volunteering is always needed. And it looks like the younger generation are not as apathetic as we think. They say today's young Americans are more serious about giving back than their parents were. They say those under the age of 30 are more likely to say they have a very important obligation to volunteer. This is pretty cool. All right. Many people feel they have to do their civic duties. They are helping out in churches, volunteer groups, etc. Nonprofits have risen exponentially since, I guess, certain tax breaks occurred. And then taxes changed and things changed. And then the IRS went through that thing where certain nonprofits got their status, tax exempt status, and certain didn't. But it's very interesting. They said 20% of adults under 30 volunteered back in 2013, which is up from 14% back in 1989. And so, you know, we think that the millennials are selfish. We think they are, you know, more money hungry, etc. And I don't think that. I think we have a very new generation. And I think the very, very new generation that we have of these millennials, I'm kind of confused. There was like a Generation X and then a Generation Y and then a Generation Z, and now they're calling them millennials, I guess. I thought a millennial was somebody born in the new millennium. I'm kind of confused. Anyway, what I think it is in the 80s when I grew up, it was a very, very even though we were poor in the 80s, it was a very capitalistic time, shall we say? And it was a very, very exciting time. I remember hearing the words portfolio and a lot of Charles Schwab type commercials and diversification. And I remember when I was younger, I was talking to my husband about this, that my parents said, what you need to do later is if you ever do get out of the financial rut that we're in, you have investments, and then the investments make interest, and you just live on the interest, and the investment money isn't touched. And that was like, so they were trying to teach us about how the rich people do it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome, oh my gosh. And so you started to get excited. You're like, okay, I want to own a business, I want to have a computer, I want to have a computer, I want to have rock music, I want this, and you started to be very, I want this, I want this, I want this. What's very interesting about nowadays is this generation is more worldly. We got the global warming. We have the, you know, Obamacare. We have the, and the idea of a much more socialized look to the world. Some of us think it's horrible. Some of us think it's good. That's not for us to debate right now. But I think the younger generation is realizing that they are going to help. They are going to have to help their fellow man. Some of them are very happy about that. They have no problem with helping illegals, helping, you know, provide sex changes for people in jail, for whatever. They have a much more open attitude towards sharing and spreading the wealth. Now, that could have very serious ramifications later. There could be very positive ramifications later. But it is. It's a much different thought. Look at what we're doing. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. I, in the 80s, we had the We Are the World song. Yes, we did have the We Are the World. Yes, we did. We had a lot of kumbaya moments. A lot of us were singing the Coca-Cola song from the 70s still, right? I'd like to give the world a Coke, whatever that was, right? Okay, so still, a lot of us still embraced helping our country and helping our world. But I think the new millennial generation is a little bit more about that than some of us were. So I'm not surprised that they aren't selfish like a lot of people think the younger generation is. People always thought the younger generation is more for themselves, selfish, whatever. I think we have now ingrained in their heads that they have to take care of the baby boomers. That the baby boomers were the biggest population bulge and there's not enough people to take care of them and it's our job. And we're becoming more and more of a, I don't want to use the word welfare state, but because that has some negative connotations to it, but we're becoming more and more of a country where it's all about figuring out how to help everybody else, which is cool. I mean, I commend that because I want our youth volunteering. I want people thinking about the future. I think it's ridiculous that our baby boomers busted their butts and they have to worry about Social Security existing, etc. But, you wonder what psychologically how that's going to play out later. So good for the young people volunteering. I hope young people realize that it's going to be on them to keep this country going. However, we are going to need to still keep some capitalism, still keep democracy, still keep a little bit, okay, of that drive because the money does run out and we need somebody making money. Okay, I just have to say that. Okay, but still, keep volunteering, keep doing the charity work, it's extremely important. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A woman has died after a crack cocaine and pipe were removed from her vagina. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, they should have removed it, they should have left it in. I don't know if that'll help. A Florida woman died 1 week after the doctors removed it. I don't want to give her name out. She was 31 years old, had a glass pipe and bottle of crack cocaine. She had been arrested on drug charges. Her death had been attributed to the ingestion of the crack cocaine. Police officials are not sure how the drugs were ingested. I thought they just stuck it in there. Anyway, she was taken to Polk County's jail's booking room, received a body scan. During the scan, the deputies were alerted that there was a pipe and a prescription bottle with 2 grams of crack cocaine sitting there in the vagina. Now, what's interesting is you would think if the crack cocaine was ingested, like vaginally, a lot of people will, to get drunk, stick tampons and vodka, shove it in there, and get buzzed or drunk based on the membrane absorption in the vagina. This was in a bottle. So we think maybe she ingested it. I don't know. But unfortunately, you need to assume that, especially when you're in the medical field, that things are hidden in certain orifices. So sometimes you'll hear us talk about a secondary survey when somebody comes in unconscious. Now, I'm not saying you need to survey people's orifices, but you may want to alert medical authorities that if they are doing drugs, they may want to check certain body parts. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's a real, real shame. We woke up yesterday to hear news that AirAsia flight QZ8501 was possibly at the bottom of the ocean or the bottom of the sea as a search still continues for the missing airliner with 162 people on board. They say four additional areas are going to be searched today. Seven zones have been patrolled yesterday. And they say, according to the head of the search and rescue agency, our early conjecture is the plane is in the bottom of the sea. Apparently, France dispatched two investigators to Indonesia. I believe it was on its way to Singapore at the time. The missing plane is an Airbus, which is, I guess, a French company, they say, according to CNN. China's also dispatching aircraft, etc. From what I understand, it was coming from Indonesia to Singapore, and the air traffic control had approved the pilot's request to turn left, but did not allow it permission to climb to 38,000 feet from 32,000 feet. So the increased altitude request was denied because there was another plane flying at that height. So they don't know. Maybe it ascended. Maybe it, we don't know, you know, if it was weather, if it was engine, what. Unfortunately, though, the search continues, and it's a horrible, horrible thing that I couldn't imagine right now dealing with that, with the holidays and losing family members. We'll keep you guys posted as we find out more. Ebola has still been rampant. All right. Luckily, no cases in America have surfaced, but we do have a little good news. They say the FDA has approved a new Ebola test for emergency use. Roche Pharmaceutical Company announced Monday that the FDA has approved an emergency use authorization, which is kind of a pre-approval, meaning it kind of got rushed through. All right. In order to be able to test for Ebola in emergency settings. Thus far, Ebola has killed more than 7,500 people. It's still an ongoing crisis in parts of West Africa. The United States has only, of course, had one death thus far. Swiss company Roche has put a version of a rapid test forward. It's called the Light Mix Ebola Zaire RT-PCR test. It works in about 3 hours. I guess the letters stand for the real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction. So it looks at the genetic material of the virus. So it looks for a specific chunk of the messenger RNA. The messenger RNA are the messengers that carry the genetic information from DNA over to parts of the cell that produces the proteins. Then it translates that strand into a corresponding DNA strand. Then they do this by polymerase chain reaction to copy it millions of times over. Once they have a nice meaty piece of that DNA that has been copied over and over again, the clinician can see whether the original mRNA strand was the right one and then see what was in the blood sample. So apparently there are other tests that have received this kind of emergency approval, but 3 hours right now is pretty damn quick. Okay, so the tests are expensive, keep in mind that, so it's not something that doctors are going to have in their doctor's offices, but I just I'm pretty impressed that we've been able to kind of confine and not keep it spreading to other countries like it originally did. But we are hoping to see a rapid test that can be carried out in the field, like a cheek swab. Or a, because, not only do we want to do it, to have a test that's cheap and a test that's rapid, but a test that also doesn't put other people at risk, okay? So if you're out there in the field and you're not in complete hazmat suits, it would be nice to be able to, well, I don't know if they have it, I don't know if they do, whatever, be able to do a test that seems to be relatively innocuous. So it's, we'll keep you guys posted. So there's a little bit of good news. We may have some more good news for this one mom. Apparently a Utah couple had gone through in vitro fertilization and had been told multiple times that, having a baby was going to be difficult for her. And luckily the Gardners, Ashley Gardner, has found out that she is carrying, I believe, is it quadruplets? Quadruplets. That's how you pronounce it. Quadruplets. She has four girls. They're due March 11th. She's carrying four babies. I don't know how you do. I could barely carry one baby. They had apparently tried for years to get pregnant. They learned in July that their first in vitro fertilization attempt was successful. But when they saw the ultrasound, four babies. Whoa. So good for them. Congratulations. That's See, I don't know. See, sometimes we give you guys some positive news. The Hobbit. Beautiful opening for The Hobbit. I saw The Hobbit. Very, very good movie, despite the fact that Viggo Mortensen was nowhere in the final three. I was pretty impressed. I think Unbroken did well. Into the Woods did well. I think The Interview movie was sold online and made about $15 million. So it was a pretty good weekend for movies. I thought The Hobbit did an amazing job. It was the Battle of Five Armies. Again, it's like almost a 3-hour movie, so you need to make sure that you go pee-pee. Like, you know, I was yelling at my kids, did you go pee-pee? I'm like, Mom, no, go pee-pee now, you know, during the previews. Go pee-pee. And I don't want to have to go pee-pee. And then I tell them, you know, so I have to go pee-pee that I have to go. So it was excellent. I'm not going to tell you what happens. But, again, no sign of Aragorn. Legolas did good, you know, but he's not the Legolas from 15 years ago. You know, he's a 15-year older Legolas. You could see there was a little bit of arthritis setting in. He seemed to get winded. I don't understand that because The Lord of the Rings, even though it was filmed 15 years ago, was, supposed to be later. So that's kind of confusing. Bilbo Baggins was great. I thought the head dwarf was kind of hot. But you know who I thought was really sexy? I don't know who his name is, but they kept on calling him Da. He was the guy that helped smuggle them into that little lake town place. He was cute. He kind of looks like an Orlando Bloom himself. I don't know, but he was pretty sexy too. So it was pretty good. For us guys, for us ladies, it was very nice to have some handsome men. Bilbo, nothing sexy about Bilbo, at all. But Bilbo did a good job. So for those of you that want to see a really good movie, I would recommend going to see The Hobbit. All right, now, while you're seeing The Hobbit, unfortunately, your phone may run out of battery. But you could get these shoes that can, I guess, generate enough power to recharge your phone. Apparently, these shoes were made for charging. Ex-students at Carnegie Mellon University, Pennsylvania, invented these insoles that have a mechanical system inside them which spins a generator. The generator allows power to be stored in a battery pack outside the shoe. They provide 2.5 hours of phone charge from a 1-hour walk. All right. Those of us that have cell phones that start to lose our battery and start to complain about it, this could be really, really cool. And you want to know what? You know why I think this is brilliant? Is I think some of us will exercise more. If we see that our phone battery is low, we may get our butts in gear and go, you know what? I'm going to just walk around the block to charge. I would run a flipping marathon if I knew it was going to keep my phone charged. So I'm pretty happy about that. Apparently, it's a solar power company, they said, received $60,000 for this campaign. I guess it's supposed to be a power pack. I don't know why they got money for that. I don't know how expensive it would be, but if we could get these insoles, I would buy them. The only thing is, you know, I exercise a lot, and so I think my feet stink. So I don't know if I would want to take the battery away from the shoe, but I would definitely bring my phone down to the battery. I could always do that. So pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We have scientists creating artificial human sperm and eggs. That sounds a little scary to me. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.